Back in 1999, when the legislature created the post of poet laureate, the concept was to get the state school children engaged in poetry. But that agenda was eclipsed with the pick of Amiri Baraka for the post. The African-American poet's work has always challenged and attacked the established order along society's racial fault lines.
You guys ready? Five little puppies.
At a recent Toys R Us literacy event, Governor McGreevy was keeping the literary selection safe, reading from the exploits of Pokey the Puppy.
All right, so what do the puppies do?
Outside in the parking lot, the governor described what it was about Baraka's poem, Somebody Blew Up America on the World Trade Center Attack, that caused the governor to seek Baraka's ouster. In that poem, he uses a series of questions to undermine the notion of the American state as an innocent victim of terrorism. He prompts readers to consider the conspiratorial theory that on September 11th, President Bush and Israeli intelligence could have had advanced knowledge of the attacks. Governor McGreevy.
The poet laureate wrote statements that were patently false, and frankly, by virtue of being designated as poet laureate, enjoyed the imprimatur of the state, in fact, was to have received a stipend.
Baraka is a legitimate literary figure who has won several major foundation grants and an Obie in 1964 for his play The Dutchman. But his persona as a self-proclaimed revolutionary and a divisive figure due to years of anti-Semitism made him a provocative choice for this publicly funded role. So how did Amiri Baraka get on the short list to be New Jersey's poet laureate? Jim Haba with the Dodge Foundation was on the obscure selection committee.
We all knew that he was potentially capable of doing something that would alarm and outrage. And so the question arose, shall we nominate someone who has obvious credentials, not just in the country but in the world? Shall we nominate somebody of that stature and take the risk, or shall we ignore him because he's too dangerous? We decided that we had a responsibility to nominate him. We didn't appoint him.
It's a calm, overcast summer day at Baraka's well-shaded three-story home on the hill in Newark. The home is filled with original art collected over a lifetime as a leading figure in a black nationalist cultural movement. Baraka says he never went looking for the laureate honor. He says the way it came felt more like the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes.
So finally when I got the phone, she said, oh, I wanted to tell you that you've been named New Jersey Poet Laureate. So what? You know, I mean, to me it was very unlikely. You know what I mean? I thought maybe somebody was fooling around.
The 9/11 work was not the first time that a poem by Baraka put him at the center of a burning controversy. In June of 1967, his hometown of Newark was engulfed by flames, police brutality, and civil unrest that left dozens dead. Back then, his poetry was used by a judge as aggravating evidence when Baraka was sentenced for gun possession.
1967, when I was put in jail around the Newark Rebellion, the judge said, this is a prescription of criminal anarchy in the city of Newark, as he sentenced me to 3 years, no parole, and read the poem. He said, and you're charged with possession of two guns, and I said, and one poem.
The governor's office still takes no responsibility for the Baraka selection. They insist McGreevy had no choice but to name Baraka once the panel made their selection. Yet without the formal presentation from McGreevy, Baraka could not have assumed the post. For 35 years, Baraka has been a major player in Newark politics, and one of his sons is a deputy mayor. This constituency is a critical part of McGreevy's base. In fact, Baraka campaigned for McGreevy. The presentation of the poet laureate itself was staged to get the maximum political mileage. McGreevy announced Baraka's selection at last August bill signing of legislation to mandate the teaching of black history. Baraka says at his installation he tried to warn the rookie governor what lay ahead.
I told him then, after I made my speech, I said to him very publicly, I said, you know, you're going to get in trouble about this. He said, I can handle it. You know, famous last words. Why did I say that? Because, you know, I'm no stranger to controversy.
Ironically, the Trade Center poem was written and widely circulated on the internet months before Baraka was chosen. But it was his public reading as poet laureate that set off a firestorm that didn't burn out until both houses of the legislature and the governor moved to eliminate the post and renege on paying him the $10,000 honorarium. Baraka is suing the state for his fee and punitive damages. Being fired as poet laureate has only extended his popularity overseas, as he saw in tours of Europe and South America.
And everywhere we went, I told my wife, I feel like John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Maybe we would go walk down the street. Amina, sign my book. And then I come back here, and suddenly, you know, I'm public enemy number 8.
While Baraka's literary star may be on the rise globally, New Jersey Monthly editor-in-chief David Smeal says the bungling of events has left the state diminished.
I think we'd clearly like it to be a more common ground thing. Everybody thinks they want to have Robert Frost, and when you have attitude, that you should expect that you're going to get a poet laureate with attitude. I don't think it should be any surprise what you're going to get when you pick the guy you picked.
There is no interest in reviving the poet's post that is in place in 32 other states. Political expedience and opportunism appears to have torpedoed the notion of having a poet laureate and left an already racially divided state even more polarized. Amiri Baraka is now the poet laureate of Newark, New Jersey. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.